You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the most interesting thing in tech from Nick Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired Magazine.
Hello, welcome back from the weekend. Most interesting thing in tech is something good from the Trump administration, an American AI initiative, which the White House unveiled today. And very kindly, they wrote an op-ed about it in Wired. Tom Simonite, one of our reporters, broke the story. So for a long time, I've been saying this is something our government needs. Artificial intelligence is going to transform the world. It's going to change the way a lot of us work. It's going to change economies. A country that develops the best kinds of artificial intelligence will have huge advantages. China has had a massively aggressive national AI strategy. Other countries, Canada, France, have had aggressive strategies. The U.S. has lagged behind. So I'm glad we did something. So today's initiative, an executive order from the president, says we should do a couple things. One, the government should start looking for data. What are the data sets that the government has that would be most useful for artificial intelligence? Secondly, investment. Where can the government put money? What kind of fellowships can be created? How can we begin the process of helping the workforce prepare for this era of chaos that's going to come? Third, standards. What are the standards for artificial intelligence? What do we need to do at a government level to make sure that it grows as quickly as possible? And regulations. How do you regulate AI? How do you even think about regulating AI? It's a Pandora's box, as people who have watched this video series before know, since I've done a lot of conversations about it. So it's a relatively modest executive order. It doesn't call for massive investments, a transformation of the United States economy, but it's something. There's one thing it leaves out. It leaves out immigration for reasons you can understand, since the government may shut down again very shortly because of it. Obviously, immigrants have created some of the best AI in this country. The company that has done more for AI than any other company is led by an immigrant from India. So if you want lots of great AI in America, you should have an immigration policy that allows for that. That was not part of the executive order, but I can understand why. So we have a new executive order. It's a good thing. Wish was a little more ambitious. Wish was a little broader. But it's certainly something that I'm glad the Trump administration did. So that is the most interesting thing in tech today, and I will see you tomorrow.
Hope you enjoyed this spoken edition of Wired News. And if you'd like more, search for Wired Science and Wired Business.